Thank you, David. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. I should only go to probably, 3:30, 4 maybe, 4:30. It's daylight savings time tomorrow. I know we're going to lose an hour, but hey. All right, so many of you know that I work in a steel shop, and we're very conscious about safety. We want to make sure that our employees are safe, that they're taking safe precautions, that they're being very safe about what they're doing. We're required to wear PPE. Now, PPE is personal protective equipment. That would be like steel-toed shoes in case a piece of steel falls and hits you in the foot. We have safety glasses that we wear to protect metal shards from flying into your eye. So we're very careful about things like that. You know, we have forklifts that are going around and they have horns on them so we can warn people, get out of the way, fire extinguishers to prevent any serious fire from taking place if something goes out of control. So again, these are all safety precautions that we have to follow through OSHA. And you know, we even have safety standards on our car when we're driving around. We obviously have a horn. We have seat belts and we have airbags and all the things. So in our everyday life, we have all these things to keep us safe. So, you know, even when we go outside, the sun is out, so we put on our sunglasses to protect our eyes. So I'm just beating in the point that we have these safety measures to take care of our external selves to make sure we're safe. But how are we protecting ourselves on the inside? What are we doing, or what can we do to protect what is internal? You know, it's good that we make good choices eating, getting proper sleep, eating proper food for good nutrition, different ways of protecting our insides. And you may have noticed that my title is Guarding Your Mind. So what are we doing to remote a healthy mind from external influences? So just like the hazards I've already mentioned, you know, we take safety precautions for, we are inundated with external input that can be hazardous to our brain health. And we have to implement proper protection daily to protect our brains. Figuratively speaking, we're basically walking through a minefield every day that can literally damage our brains if we don't take serious precautions. As I mentioned before in previous messages, there's a doctor, his name is Dr. Amen, and he studies the brain, he takes scans of the brain, and he will see where the brain has actually been damaged from years of external addictive type behaviors that can actually damage different parts of your brain, the synaptics, it damages different parts of the brain, the synapses. And the good news is, though, you know, after you're away from different type of external input, your brain will heal. The good news is God's created our minds with the ability to heal. Dr. Amen's studies show that the brain can rewire itself, which is pretty amazing, because we, more than 30 years ago, didn't realize the brain could actually heal, that it can be healed. So I'd like you to go with me to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that it is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God's perfect will is for our minds to be healthy and holy. What a blessing to know our minds can be renewed even after years of being damaged. God is merciful, and even when our minds have been literally damaged, he can heal them. Science has finally caught up with God's word, like I mentioned. for the past 30 years in this area, it was used to believe that the mind was set in its ways and unhealable, but it's been proven that it can be healed. God can do anything he wants to. He can make our bodies re-heal and regenerate. More than ever in man's history, we are inundated with brain-altering, damaging content surrounding us 24/7. It's all around us. So I mentioned before that safety glasses are used to protect our eyes. It is just as important that we protect our minds from what we are exposed to also. I think you understand what I'm saying here. There is evil content that is harmful to us all around on the internet, on the TV shows we watch, commercials, you know, magazines, videos, all these different things we're inundated with that you don't have to look very far for it. It's right there. And I'm not just talking about inappropriate material that comes across things you're watching. There's also an onslaught of negativity, lies, whether it's politics, political, medical, racial. There's all these different things that can inundate us. And many of us are older and have been inundated with this garbage in one way or another over the past 30 years. It has become worse and worse. And if not properly being cared for, we can carry around baggage and shame from all the things we're inundated from. You know, feeling broken and defeated when we've succumbed to this highly addictive type of content and the lies. Go with me now to Matthew 18, verses 8 and 9. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. In this verse, it is not literally saying grab your eyeballs, you know, pluck them out and throw them. It's figuratively saying that basically be cautious of what you're doing. Be aware of the situation. Don't just be willy-nilly on your phone scrolling, wondering what's going to come up next. Pay attention to how it's making you feel, what is tempting you to believe about yourself and others and about God, of how you're feeling about what's going on. Just make sure that your conscience is guiding you and helping you to see where you're at. Go with me now to 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. And I didn't write that one down, so I'm going to read that on the back wall if you got that one, Brian. It's 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Yep, that's it. We demolish arguments and every pensation that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So bring every thought into captivity, is what this is saying. Pray for protection and compare everything you are tempted to believe against the truth of God. It takes more than just telling yourself to stop it. It takes a community of God-fearing believers that understand the process that you're going through, that you can trust to tell your story so you can properly seek healing. Again, it is important to share with someone you trust. If you're having something you're dealing with, it's a problematic situation. It's a good idea to have somebody you can talk to about it to help you. Have you believed the lie that you're not good enough? Or that you don't matter? What other lies might you be believing? These are different things that, you know, Satan is the father of lies. And we'll get into that here in a second. So go with me now to 1 Peter 5, verses 8. Be sober-minded, be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He wants to devour us. And it's very evident with everything that we see. You know, and remember, the devil is a father of lies, and he's the accuser of the brethren. So he's trying to accuse us. In case there is something that you are struggling with, I implore you to seek additional help. It is important for your healing. So if you're battling something that you need additional help for, I highly recommend that you get help for that. If it's something you've been dealing with for several years that goes beyond just the normal things that we could struggle with here and there, but the really deep-seated things that are really causing us a lot of pain and carrying that baggage around that we don't need to be carrying. So now go with me to Philippians chapter 4. And I do want to mention here, we're all in need of God's help, whatever we're struggling with. So now go with me to Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Remember, God knows what we're dealing with. He loves us so very much, and even when we're anxious and suffering in sin, he hates sin. He doesn't hate the sinner. He hates the sin. He wants us to be healthy, and he's cheering us on to get better. He wants to help us. He wants us to make our request known, ask for his peace and healing to guard our minds and hearts. We do not need to carry around the baggage of guilt and shame. So let's go into Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of earth, to him who have loved us and washed us from our sins, from his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and domination forever and ever. Amen. So, in conclusion, we are all broken in one way or another. We truly are. We've either come from a dysfunctional family or we are of a family with dysfunction. All of us. We've all had situations. Remember, we don't need to carry around our baggage of guilt and shame. We need to pray for protection over our minds. And put on the whole armor of God. There's a podcast I listen to. It's John Eldridge. And he addresses it like this. Every morning he says out loud, my mind is cleansed by the blood of Christ, and my thoughts are cleansed by the blood of Christ. And I wear the helmet of salvation. Making these statements remind him that he proclaims to the spirit realm, and he is in Christ. You know, Jesus died for us, and he cleans us up with his own precious blood, redeeming us to be a part of his everlasting perfect family. Finally, we find a powerful truth in Romans. So please go with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 6. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. He wants us to believe the lies about each other and God, taking every thought captive and compare it to God's word. It says that we can be free and that we should know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And that's from John chapter 8, verse 32. So I have a handout. I believe that it was already handed out to everybody. And this contains paraphrased scriptures. I believe Kim got this from Joyce Meyer's website several years ago. But I'd like to encourage you to keep it, post it somewhere where you can read it daily out loud. I think it's a good idea to read it out loud, if possible. And just to help you to renew your mind on a daily basis.